This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's historic impeachment trial begins sometime this Tuesday, forcing the Senate to decide whether to convict him of incitement of insurrection after a violent mob of his supporters laid siege to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. While Trump's acquittal is expected, Democrats hope to gain at least some Senate Republican votes by linking Trump's actions to a vivid description of the violence, which resulted in five deaths and sent lawmakers fleeing for safety. The House impeached Trump on January 13th, one week later. Trump's lawyers say the trial should not be held at all because of the former president, and now that he's a private citizen. They argue that he did not incite the violence when he told his supporters to fight like hell to overturn his defeat. Meanwhile, a man charged in the U.S. Capitol riot worked for the FBI, according to his attorney. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
An attorney representing a man charged in the attack on the U.S. Capitol last month says his client has a top secret security clearance and previously worked for the FBI. The attorney says 66-year-old Thomas Caldwell denies going into the Capitol and has physical limitations. In charging documents, prosecutors say Caldwell is a leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group who helped organize the attack. Charging documents include messages between Caldwell and others arranging hotel rooms in Washington before the siege and messages during the attack about where lawmakers were. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Myanmar's military leader said Monday that his junta would hold a new election and hand power to the winner. He did not say when the election would be held, but repeated claims that last November's poll, won by Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, had been fraudulent. This is VOA News. Germany, Poland, and Sweden Monday declared a Russian diplomat in their country persona non grata, retaliating in kind to last week's decision by Moscow to expel diplomats from the three European Union countries over the case of the opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Russia had accused diplomats from Sweden, Poland, and Germany of attending a demonstration in support of Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's most high-profile political foe. In a statement, EU lawmakers also appealed to all EU member states to show maximum solidarity with Germany, Poland, and Sweden, and take all appropriate steps to show the cohesiveness and strength of the Union. Evidence is mounting that having COVID-19 may not protect against getting infected again with some of the new variants. People also can get a second infection with earlier versions of the coronavirus if they mounted a weak defense the first time, according to new research. How long immunity lasts from natural infection is one of the big questions in the pandemic. Scientists still think reinfections are fairly rare and usually less serious than the initial ones, but recent developments around the world have raised some concerns. In South Africa, a vaccine study found new infection with a variant in 2% of the people who previously had an earlier version of the virus. Hong Kong's top court denied bail on Tuesday to media tycoon and Beijing critic Jimmy Lai, most high-profile person to be charged under the city's national security law. Lai had been in custody since December 3rd, except for when he was released on bail for about a week late last year. He was granted $1.3 million bail by a lower court on December 23rd, only for the court, to bring him back into custody December 31st for another hearing. His return to custody was related into Article 42 of that security law, which says that no bail shall be granted to a criminal suspect or defendant unless the judge has sufficient grounds for believing that that criminal suspect or defendant will not continue to commit acts endangering national security. On Tuesday, the court said the lower court applied an erroneous line of reasoning and misconstrued Article 42. The postponement of the Tokyo Olympics now is having another problem besides the pandemic. This time, it's the president of the local organizing committee. Almost a week ago, Yoshiro Mori made derogatory comments about women in a meeting of the Japanese Olympic Committee. He was forced to apologize, but calls for his resignation have continued, and he's now the repeated topic of talk shows. A Japanese news agency reported that its weekend poll showed almost 60% believe he is not qualified for the job. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.